4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Do you know, with this absolute nightmare in the midst when it comes to crime, particularly juvenile crime, children are out there in huge numbers. Why are they doing it? Because there's no penalties, there's no consequences. We know that it's farcical. But it's an insult to the victims, most importantly. Now, generally speaking, we continue to elect people that don't have the spine to speak out effectively and get something done about it. But lots of us out here who are fed up to the teeth with the total ineffectiveness of our so-called juvenile justice system are more and more likely to speak out and speak out angrily and demand reform. And here's a prime example. It came out on Sunday. I didn't get a chance to turn to it yesterday, but I will this morning. This is critically important. We've got a judge, a former judge, and he's had a gutful of the people who are sitting on these crimes now in court and doling out nothing effective when it comes to punishment, deterrence, if you like. Now, the headline in the Sunday Mail read, "No more slaps on the wrist for kid crims." And the subheading, "Judge, quote, beef up the laws," he said. Now, it says here, one of Queensland's toughest former judges has slammed inaction over spiralling youth crime and called for a raft of changes, including beefing up laws to make parents more accountable for their children's offending. Former district court judge, this is Clive Wall, says violent teen criminals are getting away with a slap on the wrist, and has accused the state government of mouthing platitudes and tinkering with the problem. He wants more youth detention centres built. He wants victims of crime given the right to appeal against sentences. And a new, wait for it, boot camp trial. This is a retired judge, and he's got the spine to speak up as he sees fit, and thank God he has, because so many of our elected officials and so many of the existing judges and magistrates seemingly don't. Now, Mr. Wall, who retired in 2016 but was renowned for his hardline sentences during 20 years on the bench, spoke out after revelations last week that Gold Coast bus drivers were in fear of continual attacks and incidents involving young thugs and drug-addled passengers. Mr. Wall said, quote, "Little, if anything, has changed," since he wrote a paper entitled "Is the Children's Court Working?" in 2013, referencing a spate of violent youth crime incidents, including attacks on bus drivers. Now, in this paper, he said, "Juvenile crime appeared to be increasing while offenders were walking from court smiling and laughing." Smiling and laughing. Doesn't this get under your skin? "Usually after having received a reprimand or good behaviour order." You know, this is a judge on our side. I mean, it's a rare event, but this is a judge on the side of us victims out here. And usually, most people, if they ask for an opinion, say, oh, obviously, all the judges and magistrates are on the sides of the offenders, the grubs, the kids that make our lives a misery. And, of course, virtually encourage even greater numbers of these ghastly offences. So, good on him. I only wish we had 100 more prepared to speak up. We've got people out in our community prepared to speak, I've got to tell you. And one such person is Mackay-based councillor, Mackay Regional Council councillor, actually, and former rugby league great councillor Marty Bella. And he's on the line. Yes, he is. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, John.
We found a judge prepared to tell it as it is, or an ex-judge anyway. What are your thoughts?
Well, firstly, I'm going to say, like, I speak on behalf of myself. And I believe that for too long, far too many people have sat back and expected people like myself and yourself and the judge and that to speak for them. So it's great to see this judge come out. It's common sense. But whatsoever, everyone is sitting back expecting someone else to speak for them, nothing's going to happen. Now, I would like to issue a challenge or a dare, if you want to call it that, that everyone that hears this goes to their computer or whatever and sends an email to their state MP demanding some change. Because until we start to get significant numbers and it's consistent, nothing is going to happen. And you talked about reprimands. Reprimands only work if you have respect or you have fear for the person that gives the reprimand. And obviously, they have no respect or fear for anyone else bar their cohorts, if you want to call it that.
I got to tell you, you know, Marty, the little tiny reductions in the, no, not tiny, but some significant reductions in the number of stolen vehicles up here. And I acknowledge the police need to let us know that they're working as best they possibly can. But when you've still got, oh, that's 250 or something this morning, stolen cars for the year, 289 or whatever, it's still an absolutely obscene figure. But when you get the raw figure like that, it doesn't convey how much misery is involved in those 289 events. So once again, it's just one of those mathematical figures that we can refer to and hope that there's a slight reduction or slightly significant reduction. But you've still got these huge numbers of kids going out and bragging on the net about what they're getting away with, telling all their friends, etc. There's no significant intervention, and the point comes up again and again, particularly from the victims. What about the parents? What about the parents? And so many of them are still getting the government funding. There's no impact there when their kids are causing absolute misery out there, and women particularly are quivering in their bedrooms at night because they know there's a significant chance they're going to get broken into. It just goes on and on. We get a little tiny improvement, and of course we say, oh, thank God it's a bit better. But the reality is what is happening is an absolute obscenity because of the lack of action from people who've got the ability to take action and intervene.
Look, I agree in the majority with that, but I also disagree with part of it in that, you know, from the point of view of parents, like a lot of these individuals, as I said, their idea of their twisted idea of respect is them and their cohorts, their accomplices and whatever. They don't respect authority. They don't actually even respect their parents. Now, you'll have a cohort of parents that don't care, but you'll also have parents that are at their wits' end. That when the police drop them back, these little grubs kick the walls in, bash, thump, whatever. Because the other element in the problem are the people that as soon as a parent were to discipline the child and the child complain, and I hate using the term child. You know, that's a lovely term for people that aren't. I don't care.
Yeah.
But as soon as the child complains, these people jump in, pushing that child's agenda or their own agenda or whatever at the expense of the parent. So some of these parents are actually, as I said, at their wit's end. So it's difficult. And when you talk about the slight reduction, and I was going to say something about it, but you said it. It conveys nothing about the impact. You know, if you've got a young tradie, you know, he's got a couple of kids, this sort of thing, he comes out and his vehicle is gone and been torched. Mm. You know, he won't be back to work for weeks. He, you know, all the pressures associated with that, that can send him broke.
Yeah.
But the other thing you've got to consider, you know, what is a reduction? Is a reduction a diminution of numbers, or is it a diminution of impact? So, to me, if you get, how would you say, 25 people punched in the head, and next year you get 20, do you say you've made a reduction? Well, a lot of people will. But the people that get punched in the head the next year, of those 20, 10 of them get stabbed as well.
Yeah.
Is that really a reduction?
There you go.
So we've got to stop taking this simplistic view. Like a car that's stolen, driven down the road, they jump out and run away. That's one thing. But a car that is trashed, burnt and whatever is a complete, it refutes all of the good societal norms we have. Mm. It is an insult to the rest of us. So why should we treat people, and don't talk about them as children, why do we treat people that won't accept any of the good things of society? Why do we treat them with all of the good things in society?
Yes.
You know, you earn privilege. Mm. You earn privilege, and that's the thing that has been forgotten by so many people. And I actually believe, to a certain extent, it's almost become an industry, John.
Yeah.
There are people that profit through other people's misery.
Exactly. Don't go away. Back to this judge again. Now, we're aware about these new detention centres. We've got one coming for the southern suburbs here of Cairns, apparently. This is what he says, the report in this Sunday Mail. New youth detention centres are being built at Woodford and Cairns, it says. But Mr. Wall said more would be needed provided children's court magistrates and judges started getting tougher. Now, as soon as you talk about spending more money on these centres, these places where these detention centres, where these little grubs can be held, the government's going to scream blue murder because they're going to have to spend money. But he's saying if you're going to be doing what you need to be doing, build more detention centres. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. You shouldn't conflate issues, but I'm going to. So, okay, you said about him screaming about spending money, and I agree. They've bucked and twisted about doing anything about the homeless crisis. But think about how much this 50-cent public transport ticket fee is going to cost overall. And what you've got to look at is it's people in the regions that will be subsidising, because public transport doesn't exist in regional Queensland. Yeah. You know, there's the odd TransLink service in Mackay, that's about it. But we will be subsidising people in the southeast corner.
Yes.
So from my point of view, what is the more pressing need? Giving people a cheaper ride on a bus or actually keeping them safe from people that will bash them, rob them and all of that sort of thing? But see, the problem with youth detention, well, should they ever go into youth detention, which is really up in the air, and it may shock people, but someone who's been accused of murder, which was dropped to manslaughter, spent 2 years in remand, was recently released in Mackay because the judge said by the time it comes to court in 12 months' time, they could well have spent more time on remand than they would have got sentenced for the manslaughter.
Oh, God.
And the circumstances of that murder are murder, manslaughter, whatever you want to call it, dead person, are horrific. So 3 years for killing someone, maximum. But anyway, let's talk about the fact that generally this should not be punishment as such. You've got to keep society safe. Mm. You've got to keep people that will not adhere to societal norms away from people that do until such time as they actually start to... I would say to change. So from my point of view, there should be a sentence given, and then the release should be dependent upon behaviour.
Mm.
Simple as that. Because why release someone after a period of time they've proven themselves dangerous to good people, and then just you release them with a full knowledge, because they've served their term for the last crime, that they're going to go out and commit the next one?
That's it.
Like, it beggars belief. Ultimately, what you're condemning society to is basically a glammed-up version of Russian roulette.
Mm.
Who's the poor sucker that's going to cop the bullet?
Exactly. Now, back to your dictum about putting distance between the predators, the repeat predators, and their prey. This is what this Mr. Wall had to say on this matter. Mr. Wall said, controversial youth boot camps introduced by the former Newman government should be trialled again because they were not given enough of a chance. What are your thoughts on that one?
Look, as long as we do something different to what we're doing now, because doing what we're doing now is not working.
Yes.
I believe in remote. What it does is it reduces access of them to society, society to them. So some of the little halfway homes, and we've had cases here that I've been involved in where, you know, a halfway house that's out on one small town outside of Mackay, characters steal a car, go out there, steal some stuff around the halfway house that they can give as payment for services rendered by 13 and 14-year-old girls.
Oh, really?
So that's what it's about.
Oh,
like it's, or you run away, you walk out because no one's going to stop you. You get on the road, you thumb a lift, get to Serena, steal a car, head up to Townsville, you roll the car, you're driving, you survive, and the kid beside you dies at Bowen. These are all real situations.
Yes.
Now, it's going to be a damn sight harder if they're 300 k's inland, you know, isolated. So from my point of view, that is the first thing. Keep people safe. Keep them safe. So, and people that want to, you know, we all know that drugs are supplied in prisons and that sort of thing, and I can't see it much different in youth detention. But people that supply that sort of thing, maybe they're proving that they want a taste of the same treatment. But ultimately, that's further than my remit goes. My remit is keep good people safe.
Yes.
Get the predators away from the prey.
Yes.
Don't subject us. Like, I'm doing the right thing. Why can't the people that are charged to protect me do the same thing?
Marty, it's always a great pleasure. I really appreciate your contributions. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, John.
See, you listen to Marty Bell and people like Marty Bell, and there is a glimmer of hope. There's an election coming up in October. That's Councillor Marty Bell, Mackay Regional Council and former, of course, Rugby League great.